So we just had a little exercise, general principle. Lust is natural. Because if it is, Janamadiya says, it is in the Supreme, so it should be properly utilized. Lust and rest in Krishna's service become our enemy. Instead of enemy, become our friends. So these nice principles we have found, and now we are entering into chapter 4. The chapter 4's name of the chapter 4 is? Transcendental Knowledge. Okay. This lesson 1 which we are starting is knowledge about Krishna, the creator of Varna Ashram. Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge. These are the sections in the chapter 4. Now verse 1 to 10, Krishna is speaking transcendental knowledge about himself. And how that knowledge can be received, and what are the qualifications for receiving that knowledge. So these are in this section, transcendental knowledge, how to receive, what are the qualifications. Then the next verse is Krishna as the goal of all paths and the creator of Varna Ashram. Then 1624, Karma Yoga for Jnani, working at a platform of knowledge. Then the set of verses 25-33, sacrifices resulting in knowledge. All the different yajna ultimately culminate in knowledge. And the last portion, summary of the transcendental knowledge. This is something from the content page. In content page, this is what is written. Transcendental knowledge, the spiritual knowledge of the soul of God and their relationship, is both purifying and liberating. Such knowledge is fruit of selfless devotional action, karma yoga. Now one line you put in your brain, fix. By niskam karma yoga we will be elevated to jnana. By doing action without fruitive mentality, the practitioner is eligible to transcendental knowledge. Antahkaran Shuddhi, by Nishkam Karma, there will be purification of heart, and then one will be eligible for transcendental knowledge. So, such knowledge is the fruit of selfless devotional acts. Such knowledge is fruit of Karma Yoga. The Lord explained the remote history of Gita, the purpose and significance of its periodic descent into the material world, and the necessity of preaching, approaching a guru and a realized teacher. So this is the summary of what is in fourth chapter. We never read the content, no? Tomorrow is Shuddha Ekadashi. Okay? Tomorrow, not today. Tomorrow, because in India it is 12 o'clock there, must be, huh? Okay, next. See this. Chalo. So what is the link between the two chapters, from third chapter to fourth chapter? In third chapter, chapter 3 discusses how lust covers knowledge. Jnanam avirtam. Okay? And how ignorance binds us with our own attachment. What is the cause of ignorance? Lust is the symbol of ignorance. Lust is the symbol of ignorance that keeps us in this material world. Okay? Krishna recommends dutiful detached work, Nishkam Karma Yoga in 3rd chapter, as the means to attain transcendental knowledge. So by doing Nishkam Karma Yoga, we will attain transcendental knowledge. This knowledge then will uncover our, it will remove our ignorance, and then binding will be over. In the first two verses, Krishna will describe how transcendental knowledge is received. Is it okay, the link between the two chapters? Third chapter, knowledge is covered by lust. So we need we uncover that by transcendental knowledge. And second, by Nishkam Karam, the result is knowledge. So now who gives knowledge? Transcendental knowledge can be given by a transcendental person. You know what is the meaning of transcendental knowledge? The knowledge beyond three modes of material nature. Transcendental knowledge means knowledge beyond three modes of material nature. So let us read the first verse. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Imam Vivasvate Yogam Prokvan Amavyayam Swan Manve Prahor Manur Ikshavakve Brvi. So Krishna is speaking the history of Bhagavad Gita. He gave this science to Vivaswan. Vivaswan is a very authority son. His son God. Oh, is anybody in this world can say I have not seen son? Only two persons can see, either blind or owl. Owl never see sun. Owl and blind people cannot see sun. So those people who are blind are in a category of owl. They will not accept sun. So sun is so authoritative that everybody believes in sun. Can anybody say there is non-existence of sun? So Krishna said, I gave this knowledge to the son, the most authority, nobody can deny. And from the son of son, Vivasvat Manu, the sun dynasty, Surya once started. So Vivasvan gave knowledge to Manu. Then this knowledge came into the Manav. Surya Dev is a demigod. So that knowledge was in the heavenly regions, in the higher planet system. But then it is given to this Vivasvat Manu. And therefore we are Manu. After Manu we are called man, Manav. So this knowledge came down. And Manu gave to his son Ikshvaku. This Ikshvaku established the Ayodhya. So this knowledge descended in the dynasty of Sun God. And how many years? Prabhupada writes 12 crore 4 lakh years back this science was given. Okay, this is the history. This is the one history. And before that also there is a history in Mahabharata. Different millennium it was given to the different parampara. And now second is how to receive this knowledge. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarishyo vidu Sakale nehamata, yogo nashta paramtapa. So there are a couple of words. Can you see the word in this first verse? See the two words in first verse. Yogam, the knowledge which I gave is yoga, a process of linking with Supreme. And this knowledge is avyayam. Avyayam means? Which is inexhaustible, never last. Avyayam. You understand the word avyaya? You know what is called avyaya and what is avyaya? Avyaya means actually expenses. When you have 100 rupees, you spend 50, then there will be 50. It's called avyaya. Avyaya means whatever you do, it will remain the same. So this yoga is avyaya. It is avinashi, imperishable. Okay? Now see the second line, second verse. Evam parampara praptam. In this disciplic succession, Raja Rishyo, like the saintly king, Raj and Rishi, they were the administrator like Maharaj Janak, but they are also great Rishis, and they were doing this Nishkam Karma Yoga. Raja Rishyo Vidho, Sakale Neha Mahata, by the influence of the time. Kalyane Mahata, by great influence of the time. Yogo Nashta Parantaka. Avya Yoga, how it can be Nashta? First line said Avya and second word said Nashta. How can that be? So find out in the purport the reason of knowledge lost. How the knowledge is lost? The knowledge which is Avya, how can it be Nashta? Look in the purport and find out. Time avya, like Krishna is avya. Time cannot make any change in Krishna. It's unchangeable. Find out in the purport what is the reason Krishna is saying it is nashto, yogo nashta. Why? Number one, wrong interpretation of the knowledge. Therefore, Prabhupada says there are so many commentaries, but all are useless because they are not in parampara. So two things are there. One thing is wrong interpretation by the people who are envious of Krishna. And second is parampara is the Raj Rishis are no more. Who can understand this science? There are no more Raj Rishis. They used to understand. They used to have always their guru. And they used to impart this knowledge to them. There's no, is there any king? Now I have asked them, is there any king on the world, in the world right now, which can ever have a abhishek, what is called, a king abhishek and have a crown on his head? Is there any crown on any king? No more crown on the king. Crownless king. Raj abhishek kisi ka hota hai? शराब की महफल में राज अभिषेक होता है पांच पंच अमृत से नहीं होता है शराब की पार्टी में प्रेजेंट किंग का अभिषेक होता है दैट्स व्हाट द प्रेजेंट किंग्स आर लाइक दे आर नॉट राज ऋषि नाउ इज माय प्रीचिंग आई से दिस अर्जुन व्हेन हर्ड जस्ट योगो नष्ट नाराज इट मींस अर्जुन सेड सो देयर इज नो एनी राज ऋषि इन आवर डायनेस्टी इज इट लाइक दैट. It's really, really, very, very paining. And then Krishna is speaking the next verse. Samayate Adya Yoga Prokta Purapana. The third verse. Sir, that same which I gave to the Sangha. Mayate, by me unto you, Adya, today. Yoga Purapana, that ancient science of yoga. I am giving you Arjun. Now Arjun is, first he was feeling morose, now he is surprised. I am Rajarishi. You are selecting me to give this knowledge. Why? What is my qualification? Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Because you are my devotee and my friend. Rahasyam. Haikad uttamam. This rahasya. What is the rahasya? Rahasya means relationship of the living entity with Krishna. Rahasya, the most confidential relationship between the devotee and Lord, in which Lord becomes the chariot driver of the devotee. This only you can understand. So here, qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita is Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Now you can think that when Krishna was present 5,000 years before, there were many big scholars, learned, even Vyasadeva was present. And not only Vyasadeva, there were others also, great scholars, great sages. The purpose of this yoga system is now lost. And because it is lost, therefore I instructed you to understand this system of yoga. Why to me? Arjun is saying, I am not a scholar. Arjun was a military man, warrior. He was Kshatriya, not even Brahman. Not a Vedantist, nothing of this type. He knew how to fight only, that is all. That was his qualification, but Krishna wanted to teach him why. So this Bhagavad Gita science was not given to sannyasi, not given to Brahman. It's given to a Grahastha, it's given to a Kshatriya. This is what Prabhupada is saying. He has none of the quality of this type. There is also expression Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktosi, because you are my devotee. Therefore, to understand Bhagavad Gita, the yoga system, one has to become a person of Krishna consciousness. 69, Prabhupada was speaking this. Okay. Now, when Krishna said, Arjuna, you receive this knowledge, now Arjuna has a responsibility. Now he is the next parampara, head of the next parampara. Krishna is eternal, Arjuna is Krishna's eternal associate. But to make the people of the future understand that Arjuna was not a blind follower, he asked question from Krishna. For the general public, acceptance of the authority of Krishna. He was accepting Krishna as Param Brahma, Param Dham, Paramam Pavitram, Purusham Shashvatam in 10th chapter. He knows. But he wanted to state authority of Krishna, therefore he asked the question. Surya was years back. You are of my age. How can I believe that you have given this knowledge to Sangha? How can I believe this? And then Krishna is giving answer. Bahuni me janmani tavcharjan taniyam ved sarvani natum vetas parantapa. Many, many lifetimes you and I came. Bahuni janmani meta. Taniyam, I know all those. You don't know. Now, this in this verse, you have some work to do here. What is the difference between the God and soul? What is the difference between Krishna and a normal soul, even devotee? What is the difference?
why he was knowing, why we can't know. Yes. Many devil, huh? Prabhupada writes one line. This is the right answer. Forgetfulness is due to change of body. Krishna is always having his eternal Satchit Anand body. So he can never forget. But there's a lengthy purpose, and there's a something we have to put here. The difference between the Arjun could not remember. Arjun was there also, but he could not remember. There's one interesting meaning is given to word Advaita in this purport. Can you see the word Advaita down the purport? Huh? He is Advaita. Krishna is Advaita, which means there's no distinction between his body and himself. This is another meaning of Advaita. So Krishna is Advaita. We are not Advaita. We are Dvaita. We have body separate from soul. Okay? Can you find this Advaita? And just about this, there is a reason why we forget. Okay? So there's a list of, you can have a list of the comparison on the chart sometime. So now the verse 6, Krishna is answering. You forgot. Then in this verse, can you see one fifth verse? There's a one word, Janmani. Bahuni me Janmani. Now Arjuna is looking at the face of Krishna. You have also Janam. Janam means you are forced to take birth. So Krishna is speaking this word. Ajopi sanna vyatma, I am unborn. I am unborn. Ajopi. Ajopi san avyatma. Avyatma means my body never changes. Same avyaya. Avyayam avyaya. Avyatma means changeless body, without deterioration. Avyayam. Avyatma means my body is always same. Prabhupada writes in purport, even when Krishna appeared before Devaki, he was in 400 forms. So Krishna is always coming in his transcendental form. His form is never deteriorated. Okay? Ajopisam avyatma, bhutanam ishwaropisam. And I am the controller of all the living entities. Prakritim swam adhishtaya. By my swabhav. Prakriti means swabhav, and prakriti here also means my internal nature. Prakritim. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Atma Mayaya. Atma Mayaya, by my internal potency. There is another meaning of Atma Mayaya. You look on the last page of the purport. Atma Mayaya refers to Lord's causeless mercy, according to Vishwakosh dictionary. Can you see this? Can you find this? Huh? Okay. So Atma Maya by means by internal potency, by my antarang shakti, my yoga maya, and it is because of my causeless mercy I appear. And prakritim means subhav. Prakriti means one is subhav. Where is the Subhava of Krishna? Bhakta Vatsal. My devotee called, therefore I come. So here is a commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti. You can read your purport, take time. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is right. If the word Prakriti meant the external material energy, then its controller, the Supreme Lord, becomes by inference a material form, not a special object of realization. Therefore, in conformity to the Amar Kosh dictionary, meaning Sam Siddhi Prakriti Tva Ime Swarupam Cha Swabhavas Cha, the word Prakriti means Swarup in this word. Therefore, Prabhupada has written in transcendental form. Can you see the word Prakriti in the word to word? In Swarup. And one, Swarup in this word, it does not refer to the material energy which arises from its Swarup. The large Swarup is Satchidananda. So he came in his transcendental body. So this word, Prakriti, you must know very carefully the meaning of Prakriti as given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which Prabhupada has put as a transcendental form. Okay, the Swarup. What is our Swarup? What is the Jiva Swarup? Jivera Swarup Krishna Nityadas. So what is Krishna Swarup? Satchidananda. So concerning the word Prakriti, Sridhar Swami says, excepting from Prakriti, which is composed of Shuddha Sattva, Swam. Ramanujacharya says Prakriti means one's own nature, Swabhav. Thus the phrase means, being situated in my nature, I appear with my Swarup, Swam, by my own will. So these are different acharyas are giving meaning on word Prakriti only. Because people will say Mayavadi is a Prakriti, sorry, he came by Prakriti, material body, so it's not a material body. And what type of this my Swabhav is? In this case, Prakriti means large nature, which is condensed, Satchidananda, drugs, which is distinct from the material energy. The word Swam along with Prakriti does indicate my own Swarup, my true form. Okay? Now this will stay in your mind till we go to the next chapter. Prakriti, and the another word is Atma Maya. Madhusudan Saraswati gives the following meaning. I appear situated in my Swarup. Being situated spiritually, I act without duality of soul and body. Without duality of soul of body means I am Satchidananda. These are the all acharya's commentary. But if you have indestructible bodies such as Matsya or Kurma, then why do your present form and the previous form not appear all at once? This is another question. But if you have indestructible bodies like Avyaya, Atma, such as Matsya and Kurma, then why do your present form and the previous form not appear all at once? I appear through my Maya, coming from myself. Atma means self. Thus Atma Maya means my own Maya. Through my Yoga Maya, the function of the Chit Shakti, which both covers and reveals my Swarup. I appear revealing my present form, having covered the previous form. So, Yoga Maya has two functions. Its normal Maya has also two functions. Normal Maya has two functions, Avanatmik and Vikshipatma. It covers our true identity and it will bewilder us something wrong we believe as a truth. So Yoga Maya covers some of the form of Krishna sometime and some uncover some. So it is Maya, Yoga Maya, Atma Maya. Sambhavami Atma Maya means I appear by my energy of Jnana, Bal and Virya, which is strongly manifest. This is also in Vedic word, Bal Kriya Gyan. Supreme Lord has this energy, Bal Kriya Gyan. Bal Kriya and Gyan. According to Ramanujacharya, Atmaya also means my own knowledge. Since Maya can mean knowledge in this context, Maya Vayumam Jnanam, the usage is stated, he continually knows the sin and theory of all entities and knowledge by knowledge, Maya. Madhusudana Saraswati says, Maya means the awareness through that body, Atma, that I am Lord, Vasudev, divide up difference between body and soul. So this is some different commentaries. If you are interested, you can do it. What are the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entities? Can you make a little list of here? Do the brainstorm. Take me something and write down. Who is good at writing? Yes, say something. Just strong. Supreme Lord and living entity, number one. One side Supreme Lord, one side living entity. Do some brainstorm. We have to go a little fast. He is controller. Living entity is controlled. Yes, controller, controlled. Good. Enjoyer, enjoyed. Purush, Prakriti. Enjoyer, enjoyed. Yes? Atma is also never perishable. Vibhu and Anu. Supreme Lord is Vibhu and Jivatma is Anu. Yes? So he has no difference between body and soul, and Jiva has difference between body and soul, okay? That is the topic. Control and control, same thing. He never forgets. This is what is our discussion. Krishna never forgets, while Jiva always forgets. The Supreme Lord has unchangeable body, Atma Maya, and I say Avi Atma, while we always change body. Living entities always change body. Unchangeable body, change body. Something more? Huh? The body of the living entity, there's no difference between body and soul in Supreme Lord. So both are Satchidananda. Minute and living entity. Living entity can have 78% of qualities of Supreme Lord. 78%, if he perfect himself. And so this is what in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu we will learn how much living entity can be, and five more is in the demigods have a little more quantity. Lord Shiva has five more. Vishnu has five more, but Krishna has more, four which nobody else has. This is a very interesting Chaitanya Charitamrita description which is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Okay? Enough? Oh, yes. Supreme Lord appears by His causeless mercy when Jivatma is forced by His karma. Very good. Yeah, that he never changes, so anything of his never changes. Any some good thing? Okay, thank you. Fallible, infallible. Living entities are also infallible in 15th chapter. In chapter 15, living entities are two types. One is fallible, one is infallible. charchat shreyusya. But generally it's okay. So here what Prabhupada is saying here, read this. Read this, Prabhuji.
If forget, then you are not God. The Mayavadi philosopher says that I am God, but I have forgotten myself. That I am God. So how God can forget? Here it is evident. How God can forget? If you forget, then you are not God immediately. There is no other argument. God cannot forget. God remembers all this. The Mayavadi philosopher says that I am God. Now I am under illusion of Maya. I have forgotten myself that I am God. And by meditation I shall become God. This is all nonsense. Nobody, God cannot forget himself. Then he is not God.
Okay? This is how to defeat Maya by philosophy. Dharam samsthapan arthaya. Why you are coming? Arjun says, if you are unborn, you are coming by your mercy. Why? So when you are coming? This is when you are coming. Yada yada hi dharma se glane. I am coming when there is a dharma glani. When there is a decline in religious practices and descend, I predominant rise of religion. At that time I descend myself. What is in the verse? Bhavati and Sarjami. These two words, Bhavati and Sarjami, doesn't mean created. It means manifest. Sarjami and Bhavati. Both means I manifest myself. Dharma samsthapan arthaya, for the for establishing the dharma, I appear. When you appear? When there is a decline of the principle of religion. How you appear? By you manifest. This is the purpose. The principle of dharma or religion are the direct orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These principles are clearly indicated throughout the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord directly orders at the end of Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender unto Him only and nothing more. Abhyutthanam predominance. Adharmasya religion. Now the question is, when you are coming, when there is a predominance of the religion, then you come by your sweet will. Now Arjun may ask this question, why you come all the way? Can't you send your son to do the business? Can't you send some of your messenger to do the job? So I can do, most of the times I can use them. But what is the real reason for your appearance? So then Krishna is speaking this verse. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya ca duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Paritranaya sadhunam, for the deliverance of the sadhus. Prabhupada is in purport speaking about who is sadhu from the different verses. The argument could be, we'll see the argument by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Your devotees, they are already liberated because they are devotees. Devotee is not under the control of Maya. He is already liberated, then why you are coming? For killing something, there is no need for you to come. Tsunami can come. War can be there. Why you come for that? So why you are coming after all? Your devotees are already liberated. To please them I am coming because they are hankering to see me. Because they are eager to serve me, so I am looking opportunity to please them. If Advaita Acharya is calling me, then Mahaprabhu said I cannot resist, I have to appear. So my devotee, to please my devotee, Prabhupada writes in purport, to give pleasure to Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna has appeared, not to kill Kamsa. The purpose of Krishna's appearance is not to kill Kamsa, but to give pleasure to Devaki and Vasudeva. Suparitrana is sadhana. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreant, as well as to reestablish the principle of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Dharma, principle of religion, sanskara to establish. Arthaya, for the purpose of. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this. But your devotees, the Rajarishis, the Brahmarishis, can rectify the destruction of dharma and increase of adharma, then why is it necessary that you make an appearance? Right? Good question. That is true, but I come and perform feats which are very difficult for others to do. There is expressed in this verse. What are these feats? I appear for delivering Tranaya, my dedicated devotee, Sadhuna, whose hearts are bursting with longing for me, who are suffering due to their devotion for destroying the evil-minded person like Ravan, Kamsa, Keshi, who gives suffering to my devotee, and who cannot be killed by anyone except me. Ravan cannot be killed by anybody. Kamsa cannot be killed by anybody. That's what. There are certain demons who cannot be killed by any other my representative. And for establishing in a firm way the supreme dharma of meditating on me, worshipping, serving me and singing about me, which cannot be instituted by anyone but me. Sankhapanarthaya. If anybody else comes, how can he say that you meditate on Krishna? If I come, then they will know who am I. So this is very important reason that I come. I do this in every yuga, in the day of Brahma, or in every kalpa, day of Brahma. In this act, one should not worry that the Lord is being prejudiced in punishing the evil-minded. By killing them, the Lord delivers them. Even those most sinful asuras from the sansara and from the receiving hellish punishment due to their various sinful actions. The last punishment is the form of killing. In the form of killing should thus be seen as his mercy. The prefix sam stands for samyak, correctly, meaning sankhapanarthaya, therefore is for correctly establishing dharma, which others cannot do properly. So this all is Vishwanath Chakravarti. If you have that book, you can read that, or else you get all this. Usually all this should, somebody should get print out of all these and distribute among the devotees, the hard copy. You want to keep soft copy? Certain places we just use hard copy in some temples. Whatever you feel, better just keep these things for your reference. Then again, this, your coming is very good, but say you came as a Narasimhadev to kill the Hiranyakashipu. Nobody else could have killed him. Yes, he has a boon from Brahma, nobody else can kill. But you came and then you left. But why you are coming as Krishna and having all these pastimes? Then Krishna is speaking this verse. This verse is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada once asked his disciples, which is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita? And so many people say Sarva Dharma Anparijaya, so many say Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto. On that particular day, Prabhupada said, most important verse of Bhagavad Gita is Janma Karma Cha Me Devyam, Evam Yoveti Tatvata, Tyakta Deham Punar Janmayati Mam Eti Swarjana. Why? Because I come and I perform so wonderful first time that people for thousands of years think of death, and they get perfected. So I leave behind very nice pastime, Leela. So there is most important verse of Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma. If you know only this Tattvata, what is this Tattvata? Prabhupada will speak. Vishnu Chakravarti. You will be successful just by knowing in truth about my birth, which was previously described. And after my birth, my activities, that is expressed in this verse. So previous verse was, my birth is Atma Maya, my birth is Sirjami, my birth is Avyayam, but now I am telling you my activities. Ramanuja and Madhusudan Saraswati, Acharya and Madhusudan Saraswati say that Divya means non-material, spiritual. Janma Karmacha me Divyam. So Divya means non-material, spiritual. Sridhar Swami says Divya means uncommon. As this means that it is not related to this material world. It also means spiritual, being spiritual beyond the guna means that the last birth and activities are eternal. Jiva Goswami also explains, quoting from Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavat Sandarbha, that Lord has no material birth or activities. So Divya means not material. If we know that, it is knowing in Tattva. And here, or the word Divya means, can mean not approachable by logic. Transcendental means beyond logic. Are inconceivable on the strength of the words of Shruti and Smriti, the Purusha Bodhuni Smriti of the Pipaladi branch of the Vedas say, Eko Devo Nitya Ninar Mukto Bhakta Vyati Bhakta Hridaya Antra Atma. The one Lord who is inconceivable, Deva, engaged in eternal pastime, is spread in the devotees and resides in the devotees' heart. The eternal nature of the last birth and activities is mentioned frequently in the Bhagavatam as well. Yoveti Tattva means the he who knows that my birth and activities are truly eternal. Based on my statement that I am unborn and with indestructible body, Ajopisanavyatma, and that my birth and activities are non-material, Janma Karmacha Medityam, and not just an appearance of being eternal, depend on some sort of trick, no. Yoveti Tattva can also mean one who knows me as the very form of Brahma. This is because later Krishna will say, Om Tathaviti Nirdesho Brahmana Srividasvata. The three words Om Tat Sat are all indicate Brahma. Therefore, Tattva means the state of being Brahma. So, Veti Tattva means one who knows me as the form of Brahma. That person does not check birth again, but rather attend me. The word Chetva Deham Na only indicates the last condition of the life. For not only giving up the body, before that one attend me, the idea of this quotation is that something which pervades everywhere is inconceivable. Deva or Divya, according to the definition given to the word Achintya in the chapter 2. So, he will be with me even in this life. Not he has to leave the life. Here there is something Prabhupada in Tattvata in truth. Can somebody read Prabhupada's quote? Now here is the word Tattvata. Tattvata is science of Krishna.
Tattvata is truth. Simply knowing, by knowing the truth is that Krishna is born in such and such way, such and such place, and in such and such family. Now, one has learned them in Tattvata, in truth. Then he becomes Krishna with Gorni in China. Now, how that Tattvata includes
So, what Prabhupada is saying that people, everybody, you go in any shop in Bahrain, coming people from India, you ask Krishna, they say, yes, Janmashtami. Krishna was born in a prison of Kamsa. His father's name was Vasudeva and Devaki. That is not tattvata, what Prabhupada is saying. That knowledge, you know such and such date, such and such, but this is not tattvata. For tattvata, for knowing Krishna tattvata, bhaktyamava vijanati yavan yashmi tattvata. For knowing me in tattva, you have to become devotee. Only devotee can know me. No history, no geography like that, nothing, it won't work. So, I think we end here. We'll continue tomorrow. Not only at the present time can one attend me just by knowing about my nature, present birth and age, but in ancient time also, in previous kalpas, when I appear, people attend me by knowing the nature of my birth and activity. That is the purpose of this verse. Regarding the... Oh, this is another verse, not 10. Next verse. Okay. So, how many verses we have covered? 10? 9? 10? Janma Karma Janai Jivam is 9? Okay, 10th verse is a little technical verse, no, it's 9th. So we'll do the 10th tomorrow, but you should read all these verses. Thank you very much. Is there anything, any question?